From Westchester, the Golden Apple, it's the Forum at 1460.
1460 WVOX.
Hello again. We are not tired here at the Lou and Steve show. We're fired up. And we're ready to go another couple of rounds. The issues, however, overwhelm us. Let's face it, New Rochelle, great town, suburban city. We meet the world here. We have immigrants of every size and shape, and I think that's great. And I do believe there is good social policy to be applied locally in the city of New Rochelle and in the county and the state, but it's got to be sensible. And I think the beginning of the day begins in Washington, D.C. We need to have real border control. We're entitled to decide what our nation is going to be and what it appears to be and what it honors and respects. And that's the rule of law. That's respect for families, for faith of all types, and also respect for our Constitution, which I'm sorry, extreme left wing, includes the Second Amendment. Just incidentally, I am no gun nut, and this is not anything I would ever run on, but it is a significant fact that the first thing local politicians in the city machine do is attack the Second Amendment as if that's the cause of all problems. They attack Donald Trump. They attack all sorts of extraneous issues instead of addressing the real problems. The border, sensible law enforcement, good social policy, and good and effective and efficient public spending. There's a role for government in our social policy. We must fight poverty. We must have great schools for everybody, regardless of income level. But we mustn't be distracted by false issues like sanctuary cities. Sanctuariness will not save poor immigrant families. What we need is a functioning local government that has income as well as expenditures, and that comes from conservative fiscal policy. And I don't care if that's Republicans doing it or Democrats. There used to be a lot of conservative Democrats. They're still out there. Conservatives must unite and oppose the woke agenda, which is causing nothing but misery and mayhem, affecting law enforcement, school quality, and causing a real drain in New Rochelle City schools. It's a sad fact. We know challenges are getting worse. Not answering them with good policy and smart spending. Lou, this school budget is going to be well nigh $320 million.
Exactly.
I'm not arguing against the budget right now. That's not my point. It's that we have to become sensible and make our goals earthbound like the problems are. But let's go to our next caller. Hello, Bruce. Hello, Bruce. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Am I on the air now?
Yeah, you're on, Bruce. Yes, you are. Please. What's your point?
Okay, well, real quick. I mentioned China in the news. You mentioned China and the fentanyl. China has made an incredible move to remove President Biden from office this week to Congress.
How's
that? The Cathay Bank.
Yes.
Immediately released Hunter Biden's banking records to Congress.
Wow.
They are releasing the money that came over. That's got, and now playing follow the money. These first $3 million that were mentioned are a huge problem. If the Cathay Bank released these Biden banking records, they're releasing the rest.
Yes.
And Biden is, if every rumor is semi-true, Biden's done. Biden's done. We're going to have Kamala Harris as president.
That's an incredible story. I don't relish that thought of giggling Kamala assuming the reins of power. But I do believe President Biden has to be held to account. If Trump is going to be indicted by every local prosecutor, I think the prosecution system of the United States has to start looking seriously at the occupant of the White House and the regime he has brought to power here.
You know what, Bruce? I got to say one thing. With this Democratic Party, and everybody knows it's the right hand of the Democratic Party, the media, is that they're going to be more worried, more in tune to get Trump for Stormy Daniels than they are with bank records for the Biden family. It's sad what the media is doing. Very sad.
You're here.
I think you've misnamed the party, Lou. You are a Democrat. We don't know who's the head of what they call the Democrat Party. But I guarantee you 90% of the good folks in New Rochelle, and the way you're talking about it, I'm going to need a real estate agent to get over there. But the way I hear it is it's not good for these guys, and they're not Democrats. You know they're not Democrats, Lou. We know you're a Democrat.
Yeah.
They're not Democrats.
Well, I can tell you, Lou, Bruce, the Republican and Democrat Party have run the city for over 100 years. I would say all in all they've done well, but they did well. They did the best when they stuck to local issues and addressed fixing local problems with local local help and local politicians and our very able bureaucracy. I say that in a complimentary way.
Yep.
We've got the right people in our government. We need different leadership. Leadership has to change at the top.
Bruce, I say this all the time in these local elections, New Rochelle, small cities here. There is no Democrat, Republican way of picking up garbage here. You know,
that's right.
And there is no, you know, Republican or Democrat way to fix a pothole. These are the things, you know, but what happens is in these elections, they bring in up abortion, they bring up all this, has nothing to do with potholes, has nothing to do with traffic, has nothing to do with any of that stuff, but they bring that up.
And it's a shame, and I hope guys like you can get them back on track, because it's so important. It's so important. It's not that hard.
Right.
It's not that hard. Why are you taking these side trips? Well, because they're psycho.
Of course.
You know.
Well, I can tell you.
You have normal and you have crazy.
Well, I can tell you one thing. In my district, District 6, we've got a council member there. She's a good, decent person. I actually worked for her some years ago when she first got elected. I will have to tell you, her service has been a great disappointment. She is retiring. We've got a good Republican running there. I'm not going to announce it yet. And I've even met the young Democrat who's running for it, apparent nominees of their respective parties. And I have to tell you, it looks good. Regardless of
all
who
right.
wins, and I hope the conservative Republican wins, but there may be some change in the air. This is a young Democrat. He looks sensible. But, again, I think we have to start looking at locality. There's no reason why potholes should be tolerated in the district of New Rochelle, District 6, which contributes more in property taxes than any of the other five districts. There's got to be some accountability there. And like you say, we've got to start pinning the responsibility where it lays. Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, one thing I want to say real quick. Listen carefully.
I'm trying.
President Harris. Have a good one, guys.
Oh my God.
That's going to affect my sleep patterns. In any case, this is Stephen Liu here on New Rochelle. We're with you every Monday at 5:30, courtesy of WVOX 1460 AM, your local radio station that covers the globe right here from Fifth Avenue in New Rochelle. Let's go to our next caller. Hello.
Hi.
Mondo, how you doing,
guys?
Hey, Mondo.
Thanks, Mondo.
Question. You know, first of all this stuff started because of Uncle Joe in the White House. You know, if the guy would have minded his business as soon as he got into office, the immigrants wouldn't be flooding the United States, and China wouldn't be doing what they've been doing if Trump was still in office. Because if you notice, the 4 years that Trump was in office, Putin was minding his own business over there, didn't have a thought about doing what he was doing. The guy from China over there, he met Trump, and he kind of liked him and everything else like that. So that looked like that was going pretty good. But as soon as Uncle Joe came into office over here, it seemed like, well, everybody thought this guy is weak, and they proved it. The man is weak. He's not doing anything. He's letting China do whatever they want to do.
If the guy had
any kind of nerve, you know what? I would have banned TikTok from all these viewers over here in the United States. I would tell them, you know what? Keep your TikTok. And then on top of that, the dealerships, General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, which the Chinese people are making a fortune on our expense, because we have no sedans yet. All the sedans are going over there. I would put a stop to that.
I agree with you.
Well, Mondo, let me contribute to your point. I think this complex of issues is very involved, and I think there are no simple solutions. But the first thing is we have to get back our autonomy. We can't have China making all of our consumer goods. Like we learned, we can't make all of our chips either in China or in Taiwan. We have to bring our autonomy back. And if you've listened to the Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano show here on WVOX, I'm talking about bringing manufacturing back. It's not a dream. It's a real, it's a reality. It's a potentiality. Because when you make your own goods, you can't be blackmailed by anybody on earth. And we are in a position of blackmail right now. We can beat up Russia all we want, and they've done plenty wrong over in Eastern Europe. But let's face it, the number one threat to our autonomy, our safety, our, the health of our school kids, and the condition of the border, largely attributable to China, not just Central America. It is China today, and that's what it is. And we have to admit that. And the first thing we do, Mondo, I say we impose tariffs on more manufactured goods. Thanks for calling in, Mondo.
Thank you, Mondo. Thank you for the phone call.
Great call.
Brings up a lot of good points, Mondo.
He sure does.
Very good.
Glad he's joined our audience. This is the Lou and Steve Show here on VOX, right here at WVOX 1460 AM. Call in 914-636-0110. We'll be right back after this final commercial break. It's the best of age. Look away.
Is WVOX.
At New York Presbyterian, we have experts in heart care throughout Westchester. We're leaders in minimally invasive heart valve replacement with one of the highest survival rates in New York. We train cardiac physicians who perform TAVR, and we're part of the largest transplant program in the country, all with doctors from Columbia right here in Westchester. Leading heart care closer to home. Learn more at nyp.org/morewestchester. Stay amazing. New York Presbyterian. Organ Transplantation and Procurement Network, UNOS 2022, New York State Data 2017 through 2019.
Whitney Radio has some very good news for anyone who wants to keep their car looking like new after an accident. New Rochelle now has its very own high-tech modern body repair shop, and your car is in for a real treat. Laser Frame and Body Repair is the name of this spectacular new entity, and it's just around the corner from our radio stations on 74 Potter Avenue. Owner Martin Goldsmith's new Laser Frame and Body Repair is now open, specializing in foreign and domestic automobiles, and they're even an authorized Lexus repair shop. Laser Frame and Body Repair guarantees all work done to your car and offers free estimates, and they also make it easy for you with free pickup and delivery and 24-hour towing. So if your car needs some cleaning up after an accident, rely on Martin Goldsmith's new Laser Frame and Body Repair on 74 Potter Avenue in New Rochelle, just off 5th Avenue. They know the business and they know how to get your car back on the road looking like new. The number is 914-632-8100. 632-8100. They take great pride in your car and it shows. Laser Frame and Body Repair, now opened on Potter Avenue in New Rochelle.
Hi. My name is Jen Graziano, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about one of my family's funeral homes, Zion Memorial Chapel. Zion Memorial Chapel is Westchester County's only independently owned exclusive Jewish funeral home, and that makes all the difference to the families we serve. Our directors represent a team of compassionate, dignified professionals that work one-on-one with you to plan the final tribute to your loved one. The exceptional service we provide comes at a lower cost because we are independently owned. Unlike other area Jewish funeral homes, Zion stands alone and is dedicated solely to those of the Jewish faith. Whether you are looking to pre-plan and discuss the many options available to you, or if a death has occurred, Zion Memorial Chapel is the trusted name for Westchester's Jewish community in their hour of need. Visit us on the web at www.zionchapel.com to learn more about us, or call us at 914-381-1809. Our licensed funeral directors are on hand 7 days a week to meet one-on-one with you and walk you through every step of the process. We are Zion Memorial Chapel, a trusted name in Westchester County's Jewish community.
Be sure to listen to 1460 WVOX every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. for Divorce Dialogues with Catherine Miller. Catherine invites you to join her. She interviews guests on divorce, relationships, the emotional life during and after divorce, and so much more. Catherine's passion is to change how people divorce. That's Divorce Dialogues with Catherine Miller, an attorney specializing in family law at the Miller Law Group in New Rochelle. Listen every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com.
This is WVOX at 1460 for Eastchester, Pelham, and West Harrison.
1460 WVOX.
My name's Steve. Opposite me is Lou. We're here Mondays at 5:30. We got a raft of callers, and we are going to get to all of them, asking them to be a little brief. I just want to make one point. The world is knocking at our door. It is bringing us the world's and the nation's national problems, starting with our borders, drugs, violence, guns, and I will accept gun control is a legitimate issue. I'm not a Second Amendment absolutist. There is good gun control still to be contemplated, but I got to tell you, Lou, I don't know how to do it. The states have a role in it. Certainly our border policy has a lot to do with it. That's what we should be talking about, not distracting ourselves.
Government should keep their mouth shut, should be up to the state. That's how I say it.
Of course, but I'm saying
that's how I believe.
But the border policy has to begin with the federal government.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Their first job. To me, the first job of Washington's bureaucrats and our many trillion dollars budget is to protect us from violence and invasion and incursion and subversion, and it begins at the border as it belongs on the oceans of the world. The federal government has to take the lead there, and let's politicians, Republican and Democrat, not distract us constantly with who's going to be indicted and what's the latest book banning, whether you favor it or not. Book policy, curriculum are a legitimate issue, Lou, but as you pointed out before the show, I'd like to say that as you start at the states, and I say, Republicans, save your ammunition. I understand their bill to endorse parental control over curriculums and books. I think it has a good heart, but I don't think it's the prime responsibility of Washington. That's got to be local, like national has to be our border policy. So let's not get distracted, and let's not talk about climate emergencies. We know whatever we're doing wrong with climate concerns, China's doing it in gobs to a different order of magnitude. If there's a real solution to the climate situation, and I don't say it's a crisis, it's going to begin with international discussions, proposals, and serious, less grandstanding. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, Chris.
Situation, I don't say it's a
hello.
It's going to begin with international discussions.
Hello.
And serious.
Yeah, I'm here, but
turn your radio down. Turn your radio down, please.
No, I don't have my radio
on.
Oh,
sorry. Please go ahead.
No, I'm just trying to, you know, rationalize and moralize anyone who could consider Donald Trump as any kind of a. You realize that in he predicted death and destruction.
Yeah,
okay,
but Chris, we're taking off in new directions. We're trying to talk about the issues. You're changing the subject again.
No. You brought up Trump. I heard you bring up Trump.
Yeah, I'm saying he's a distraction right now.
Well, in other words, I put what happened at that school shooting in the context of a former president inciting a violent insurrection, and now, inciting death and destruction if he gets indicted, okay?
What is incitement, Chris? Define incitement.
What? It's stimulating a riot. Power of office.
I think your definition is apt. I think you're right, but I got to tell you, responsibility for violence, it begins with our prosecuting corps. It begins with our prosecutors. The Manhattan DA, the DA of New York County, which is Manhattan, is responsible for the proper prosecution of crimes. This man is letting people go with these phony, bogus reforms passed by the clowns in Albany. He's got a greater responsibility for crime and violence than President Trump, however ill-advised Trump's opinions are. Lou? Help us here.
I got to put it this way. Everybody knows Donald Trump is P.T. Barnum. You know, I'm not gonna lie here or whatever.
Absolutely.
But you have to put the Chris. I can't even hear you now.
What?
Chris, you raised your point. You threw Trump's name in as a cause of violence. Let Lou answer you. Go ahead. Come on.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
My thing here, Chris, is, like I said, he's a P.T. Barnum. We all know that or whatever. But to blame or to even think about blaming
those
poor kids that died today in Tennessee has that you could blame Trump for that. I don't think so. I think you've got to blame society as a whole for that. You got to blame the environment we're in. You got to blame the kids. There's a lot of big mental problems in this country that's not being looked at. And the school systems and general life or whatever has
Chris
to be looked
Lou,
at.
We have trading partners in China and other countries, too, who are making it difficult. They're taking advantage of our fair trade, our open free trade, our free market trade, which I have supported in the past. But they're taking advantage of it and making us look like fools. I say the answer is, Chris, put tariffs on increasing numbers of manufactured goods. Let's bring industry back here with good jobs, with union powers. I'm all in favor of re-empowering the American worker, making him and her the star of the world again.
All right, that's the end.
Hey, boy, time ran out of us. Joanne, sorry. Who else is missing? We had another call.
John Thompson. John, sorry about
Please
that.
Please call next week.
All right, I want to make a statement here before we go. I want to share everybody Muslim religion. Happy Ramadan. It's Ramadan this month or whatever, and Thank I think you. I want to wish everybody with that.
The right thing to
and,
do.
And it's like Mount Sinai. And the Muslim religion, Allah brought the Quran Same to heart. Muhammad.
It all began with Abraham.
Yeah, Abraham.
Thank you for raising that, Lou. Thank you, dear audience, WVOX. Lou and Steve will be back next week at 5:30 on Monday. Have a very great and safe week.
Sorry to pause.